Vicky Santa, the station manager at WMNF for the past 8 years until earlier this year, passed away this morning at St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa. She had been in poor health for the last couple of years, and developments this year led her to leave the station in June. She had contracted pneumonia and was suffering from renal failure in recent weeks. She was 56 years old. Santa originally began her career at the radio station in the 1980s as a volunteer, and then was hired as development director in 1998. Then in 2000, she was selected to become the station manager, replacing Gene Palmquist. In that role, Vicky Santa led the drive to get a new building for the station. That building came to fruition in February of 2005. Jenny Burson is the vice president and director of Federation Services of Community Broadcasters based in Oakland. She says Santa was deeply respected in the community radio world in the U.S.
She was passionate about community radio and about its potential to really make a difference in the lives of people. And I think she brought that passion and that focus to her work at WMNF. You know, most of the way that I knew Vicky was through calling on her to be, I mean, Vicky became kind of an expert resource for a lot of other community radio stations because she was such a thoughtful leader and manager, and those are two really different sets of skills, and she really embodied both of them. She thought about new media, for example, but she didn't just think about it as a bunch of toys. She thought about how can we use new media to get our programming to different people. How can we use our signal to make a difference in people's lives? And what difference will it make in the lives of the people who work at and volunteer at WMNF? I mean, that's just one example. I used her at the NFCB conference on questions of, really, we did a. She co-led an intensive 1 year on. It was just kind of a how to be a good manager. You know, she did stuff on succession planning. She did stuff on new media. She did stuff on, and not just on like as I say, it wasn't just about the toys. It was about how do we use this and how do we think about this and how does this enhance what our mission is? Always mission. Always people. Always community.
Randy Wynn has been the program director at WMNF since 1985. He recalls when he first encountered Vicky Santa as a volunteer back in the 1980s.
I can't remember the first time I met Vicky, but she was sort of known as our Miss Marathon. You know, she was the mother of our marathons, and Vicky had a day job. Her job, she was a builder, a contractor, and she made a lot of money doing that and was very successful, but for every marathon, she would take off from work. That would be her vacation time, and she would come in and just work the marathons in the back rooms, not on the air, just helping out, doing whatever she could, giving her heart and her soul to community radio. And it was, she just kind of epitomized the spirit of community radio, that giving community spirit.
Absolutely. And then ultimately in 1998, This very committed volunteer applied and became the development director of the radio station, and then just a couple of years after that became station manager. Pretty big rise for somebody who was just helping out originally during marathons.
Well, everybody saw that Vicky was so competent and so dedicated to the radio station. And so when we had a development director job open up, and of course she was taking a huge pay cut to do it, but she just loved WMNF. You know, she moved right into the job, and then it wasn't too long after that we had a bad experience with the station manager, and the board was just not willing to do another job search, and they said, we've got our person right here, and they just moved her right up without even, you know, any question, because it was just a consensus that everybody at this radio station loved Vicky Santa, and that she epitomized what all of our values of peace and social and economic justice and community, and had just, you know, a real giving spirit that that everybody recognized from the start.
And actually, I was hired in April of 2000, and she had just become station manager at that time. And the next big kick that the station got on, of course, it would take years to happen, was this new building, which ultimately came into existence in February of 2005. And I recall back in 2000 is when, or maybe even before that, but I had gotten here in 2000 when there was a very serious commitment to raising funds to get the station a new building, which mostly, correct me if I'm wrong, was most of it was on air. Of course, we had our Thousand Club, where we asked people during our regular marathons to contribute, if they could, a separate $1,000 to help build this building. You know, we had a lot of different people involved with that, but it was her project, and it happened.
Right, and what worked out so well for us is because Vicki had a background as a builder. So when we undertook this project, she was able to really know what needed to be done and worked with, you know, the people that we hired to do the building and actually be able to talk the talk and deal with them. And I don't think we would have had, we would not have this this beautiful building without Vicki, because it was not just her leadership in getting the money and in making it happen, but the knowledge that she brought with us, that she brought to the station because of her background, and then tied it into applying community radio's values to make this building the very special building that it is. We think it's the most beautiful building, you know, of a radio station, you know, maybe in the country. It's just a beautiful achievement for Vicki, and I think it will always stand as a monument to Vicki for many, many years.
And Randy Nguyen, we're speaking with WMNF Program Director Randy Nguyen about the passing of former station manager Vicki Santa. This is Tuesday, actually. Vicki, for many years, also was the DJ on the Freak Show Tuesday nights between 7 and 9 p.m., where she got to have a lot of fun. She'd be in here all week long working very hard, but then on Tuesday night she could have a little fun, let her hair down, so to speak, and you know, play a lot of rock and roll.
Well, and it was exemplified Vicki's attitude and spirit, too, is because the Freak Show had been around, and it was one of Vicki's favorite shows because the Grateful Dead, that was her favorite music and all that hippie music. And so she started helping out Ed Green, who was maybe one of the people who inherited the show, but he was doing the show at the time she came along. And all the time that she helped Ed with the show, she never tried to take it over or, you know, muscle her way in, which so often happens in community radio, that people, you know, have conflicting egos when they try to co-host a show. And Vicki, despite the fact that she was the station manager, always said, "This is Ed's show, and I'm here to help Ed out." She never tried to, you know, push her ego on top of his or anything like that. It was always just, you know, that she was there to help out and just make sure the show was successful. So I think, you know, that's another sign of what Vicki Santa was all about. She was really just a giving spirit.